The UN Security Council is deadlocked over what to do about Serbia's breakaway province of Kosovo. The UN has been running the region for the last 8 years, ever since NATO helped end a Serb crackdown on ethnic Albanians there. Kosovo's status has been at the center of intense negotiations all this year, negotiations that failed to satisfy all parties. Now the Kosovo Albanians are planning to declare independence. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Security Council debate pitted not just the Kosovo delegation against Serbia, which wants to retain the province, but also the U.S. and Europeans against Russia. Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin said, unlike his Western counterparts, he still believes the impasse can be resolved with more talks on Kosovo's status.
It did show that there are both pessimists and optimists in the Council. One thing I can tell you is that we are certainly among the optimists. The other thing is that we're certainly not alone in being optimists. And the third thing is that the optimists base their position on the solid ground of international law.
U.S. and European diplomats said months of intensive talks and the Security Council debate had shown the world that the positions of Serbia and Kosovo are irreconcilable and the status quo is no longer tolerable. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad made one final pitch in favor of supervised independence for Kosovo, an idea put forward earlier this year by U.N. envoy Matija Tisari.
The time has come to move forward. I did call on our Russian colleague, Ambassador Churkin, one final time to embrace the Atassari plan as the sensible way to forward with Council endorsement.
Ambassador Churkin dismissed, as he put it, that dramatic moment in the Council and said he was not about to change his mind. He also urged the UN to disregard any move by Kosovo to unilaterally declare independence. But that is exactly what's expected, given the diplomatic deadlock. Kosovo's president, Fatmir Sedju, said people in the region are exhausted after years of isolation, war, and political limbo, and plan to move ahead with independence with backing from most of Europe and the U.S.
We are ready to take steps towards a future declaration of the independence of Kosovo together with our friends. The independence of Kosovo is not against anyone. It won't harm anyone.
Serbian Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica said he would declare as null and void any independence move by Kosovo, and he suggested Serbia might try to take legal actions against any country that recognizes an independent Kosovo. He said he would defend Serbia's territorial integrity with everything in his country's diplomatic arsenal, but not force.
There is something that is much stronger than the war and the weapons. It is this weapon that Serbia has at this moment. It is full respect of law and international law. And we are speaking about that, and it's very clear that that is official position of Serbian government. We will keep on defending in that manner Serbia.
Serbia and Russia have both warned repeatedly that if Kosovo declares independence, it would set a dangerous precedent for other ethnic enclaves in the world. U.S. Ambassador Khalilzad argued before the Council that Kosovo is in a unique situation. He said the policies of ethnic cleansing pursued by former Serb leader Slobodan Milosevic against Kosovo Albanians had forever ensured that Kosovo would never again return to Belgrade's rule. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.